janavala bhagire varadhari. Jaya Gopi Janavala Bhagiri Varadhari. Giri Varadhari Yashoda Nandana Bhaja Janaranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana. Jamuna Teravana Chari. Jamuna Teravana Chari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Gopi Janavalabha Giri Varadhari. Gopi Janavalabha Giri Varadhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana. Jamuna Teravana Chari. Jamuna Teravana Chari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari.
Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivraja Kacharya Asto Tadasata Shishi Mad His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Gwantaraj Simad Bhagavatam Ki Nitai Gora Premanandi. Namaste, Sasvati Devi Guru Vani Pacharani, Nivasisam Vadi Pasta Chate Sitarani. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, The Science of God. Chapter 5, Prahlad, the saintly son of Hiranyakashipu. What's our text number? 19? one person speak. 39. Okay. what we might do is just chant the first. What's up on the board? Two slokas or one? Two. We'll just chant the first one. And this is just a translation, there's no purport, so just to expedite things. Nairitas te samadishta bhartra vai shulapanayaha Tigma Dumstra Karalasyas Tamras Masru Siro Ruhaha Nairitas Te Samadishta Bhatra Vaishulapanayaha Tigma Dumstra Karalasyas Tamras Masru Siro Ruhaha Naritas Te Samadishta Bhatra Vaishulapanayaha Tig madam strakaralasyas Tamras masru siroraha Nairatas te samadishta Patra vaishulapanayaha Tigma Dumstra Karalasyas Tamras Masru Siroraha Nairitas Te Samadishta Bhatra Vaisulapanaya Tigma Dumstra Kamalayas Tamras Masru Sirorarha, ladies. Naritas Te Samadishta Bhatra Vaishulapanayaha Digma Tamstra Karalasyas Tamras Masru Sirorarha Nairitas te samadishta Bhatra vaishulapanayaha Tigma damstra karalasyas Tamras masru siroraha Nairita The demons Te They Samadishtaha Being fully advised, Bhatra, by their master, Vai, indeed, Shulapanayaha, having tridents in their hands, Tigma, very sharp, Dumstra, teeth, Karala, and fearful, Asyaha, Faces. Tamra Smashru. Coppery moustaches. Siroruha. And hair on the head. Okay, the demons, Rakshasas, the servants of Hiranyakashipu, thus began striking the tender parts of Prahlad Maharaja's body with their tridents. The demons all had fearful faces, sharp teeth, and reddish coppery beards and hair. And they appeared extremely threatening. Making a tumultuous sound, shouting, "Chop him up, pierce him." They began striking Prahlad Maharaj, who sat silently meditating upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Okay. Pare Brahmanyanir Deshye Bhagavat Jakilat Mani Yuktat Manya Phalas Asan Apunyas Yeva Satkriyaha. Even though a person who has no assets in pious activities performs some good deed, it will have no result. Thus, the weapons of the demons had no tangible effects upon Prahlad Maharaj because he was a devotee undisturbed by material conditions and fully engaged in meditating upon and serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is unchangeable, who cannot be realized by the material senses, and who is the soul of the entire universe. Could somebody grab some tissues for me, please? Okay, so purport, Prahlad Maharaj was constantly and fully engaged in thought of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As it is said, Govinda Parirambitaha. Govinda Parirambitaha. Let's have a look. That's not in that verse. Okay. Prahlad Maharaj engaged himself always in meditation, and thus he was protected by Govinda. Just as a small child on the lap of his father or mother is fully protected, a devotee in all conditions is protected by the Supreme Lord. Does this mean that when Prahlad Maharaj was attacked by the demons, the Rakshasas, Govinda was also attacked by the demons? This is not possible. There have been many attempts by the demons to hurt or kill the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he cannot be injured by any material means because he is always in transcendence. Therefore, the words Pare Brahmani are used here. Pare Brahmani, which means in the Supreme Absolute. The demons, the Rakshasas, can neither see nor touch the Supreme Lord. Although they may superficially think that they are striking the Lord's transcendental body with their material weapons. Okay. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is described in this verse as Anirdeshye. We cannot understand him to be in a particular place, for he is all-pervasive. Moreover, he is Akhilatma, the active principle of everything, even material weapons. Those who cannot understand the position of the Lord are unfortunate. They may think that they can kill the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his devotee, but all their attempts will be futile. The Lord knows how to deal with them. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jaina Tasmaye Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Jaina Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahiyam Padati Svapadantikam Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Lankayate Gurim Yat Kripa Tamaham Bande Shri Gurum Dinatavinam. Govinda Parirambitaha. Can somebody look that up? Govinda Parirambitaha. Prabhupada more or less says that Prahlad Maharaj was protected by Govinda, by Krishna. Right? So I suspect that's what Govinda Parirambitaha means.
Parirambitaha means being embraced.
Embraced.
Being embraced, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Now it must be somewhere, it must be in another, it's not in that verse. It's not there either.
It's in chapter 4, verse 38.
Chapter 4. Uh-huh. Let's have a look. 38. Because Prabhupada's referring to it somewhere. Is that the last verse? No. Here we are, yes. Govinda Parirambitaha. Asina Pariyatan Ashnan Sayana Prapiban Bruvan Nanu Sandata Etani Govinda Parirambitaha. Govinda Parirambitaha. By the Supreme Personality of Godhead who enlivens the senses, being embraced. Okay, Maria. So, Prahlad Maharaj is the exemplar, the example of pure devotional service, and in that pure devotional service, protected by Krishna. So we can see what a wonderful devotee Prahlad Maharaj is. it's unique, you know, that there are many instances in history where devotees of Krishna have been killed. Right? The life of a devotee is not always easy. Well, and sometimes as a result of their faith in God, the devotees are killed. But here is a unique example. Prahlad Maharaj is such an exalted devotee that even though he was being attacked by the demons who were, it's described here, chop him up, cut him into pieces, right? And they were effectively attacking him with their weapons, right? That's what's described here. Yet, because of his exalted consciousness, he couldn't be harmed, both externally and internally. But because of his internal meditation, his deep absorption in his relationship with Krishna, the external effects, if you like, were inconsequential. Yeah. So you know, they say in, you know, if there's a video on YouTube and it's showing some dangerous behavior, then usually they say, don't try this at home. Right? So, you know, just because we're devotees doesn't mean we can walk in front of cars and, you know, do outrageous things and think, I'm a devotee of Krishna, so therefore I'll be protected. I can do what I like. Right? This defiance, if you like, of the laws of material nature can only really be achieved by very, very advanced devotees. Right? Just like we see with Raghunath Das, he was, and the Goswamis, they were sometimes only sleeping 1 hour a night, resting. And Raghunath Das was eating, was drinking buttermilk, you know, a few drops every second day, right? And the sustenance of these devotees comes from their spiritual, deeply spiritual meditation, absorption. And so the need for material sustenance is not required, right? So we see that here with Prahlad Maharaj, uniquely placed and uniquely protected by Krishna, such that the demons are attacking him, and you know, he's just a small boy, and so they could have easily destroyed him, but because of his deep connection to the Lord, who's indestructible, is the point that, and is mentioned here in this verse. Pare Brahmanyane Deshe Bhagavat Jakilat Mani. Yukta Atmani. So Prahlad Maharaj is meditating on Krishna, who's within everything. But here especially, anirdeshye, not perceivable by the senses. Huh? And certainly not perceivable by somebody like Aranyakashipu. The devotees are able to see Krishna within everything. You know, when a materialist comes to the temple and sees the deity, then all he sees is stone and wood and metal. But when a devotee comes to the temple and sees the Archa Murti, they see Krishna. And Krishna reciprocates, even will talk to them. Huh? And so a devotee is able to perceive the presence of the Lord within, and this is the quality of a devotee, or the first characteristic of a devotee is Shraddha, faith. Faith that within everything there's the hand of Krishna moving everyone and everything. What is it? The overseer and the permitter, upadrashta anumantascha. He sees that everything within the creation is moving according to the plan of God. There's no accidents. Huh? Or if there is an accident, that just means you don't know what the cause is. Causes our past karmas. If there's negative reactions or positive reactions. And there's that hidden. That's why Queen Kunti prays to Krishna, please draw back the curtain of Maya so I can see you. Right? That's what a devotee prays. So I can see you more clearly. So there's that understanding, that Shraddha, faith, that within everything the Lord exists and is indestructible. He's not, with the coming and goings of the material energy, the Lord is not affected, not influenced, doesn't change, remains the steady, what is it? Kutashta, that's the steady principle within everything. The life force within everything is ultimately coming from Govinda. And Prahlad Maharaj is meditating on this so deeply that even though he's being attacked by the demons, he's not being harmed at all. Afala Asan Apunyasya. Apunya, without piety, right? Yep. So the comment here is those who are demoniac, even if they perform good deeds, they won't get any positive results from their activities. The demons are not able to see Krishna within anything. They deny the existence of God. And so in that, in their pious activities, so-called good activities, they're not able to approach a proper understanding like that of a devotee. And so even though they try to destroy Krishna, right? That was Hiranyakashipu's program, try to destroy God, or destroy an understanding of God, destroy the devotees, right? Break the deity, right? This is the nature of a demon, is to try to break an understanding or a conception of God. But because the Lord is undiminished, even by the activities of the demons, he can't be destroyed. They want to destroy him, but he can't be destroyed. And here we see, because of Prahlad Maharaj's connection with Krishna, he couldn't be destroyed either. Quite amazing. An inspiration. Prahlad Maharaj is quite unique. And protected, ultimately, protected by Nrisimhadev. Why the devotees is why we pray to Lord Nrisimhadev for protection. Because we can see here, Prahlad Maharaj is such a wonderful devotee that even his material body is being protected. Right? But this is for special devotees. Like I said, don't try this at home. this is... You know, we should understand our limitations. We may have a strong affinity and we feel protected by Krishna, but at the same time, we can't defy the laws of material nature like Prahlad Maharaj is able to, because he's a very, very special devotee. Yeah. And difficult to understand, Prabhupada makes a point here. His anirdesha, which means he's not in one place. Huh? He's everywhere. Everywhere. And of course, this is why people with a limited fund of knowledge think he's everywhere, so therefore he can't be in one place, as in the form of a deity, or even in the form of his, in his spiritual form. Huh? Spread everywhere means... No body, right? No form, in one sense. And of course, that's the unique feature of Krishna, is that in the form of the Brahman, the Brahman feature, he's within everything. And even as the Paramatma, he's within everything. Right? And imperceptible for most. Even the devotees, Krishna remains hidden. Huh? Even for the devotees. But of course, we understand also that he has a form. That's why, you know, every morning we offer our prayers to the Lord. Angani yasya shakalendriya britti manti pasyanti panti, etc. Right? He has a form, right? And the interesting thing about his form, Aribol Mahamaji, his form, or each of the limbs of his form can perform the function of all of the others. Whoa. Who wouldn't like a form like that? That sounds quite attractive, right? Of course, that's why he is attractive, because he can do anything with any one of his limbs. So, quite a challenge, especially for the materialists, because it's very difficult. How do we resolve a person who's everywhere, right, but simultaneously in one place as a person, right? But not only that, simultaneously in more than one place, because he has also different manifestations of his form. Very, it's totally bewildering for the materialistic conception of life. And I mentioned this the other day. We have this conception that God is one, right? But he is many, right? Same with the guru. He is one, but he's many. And it's just, this is, you know, it's illogical in one sense. From a material perspective, from the material conception. But of course, Krishna's form and his manifestations are not of the material platform, they're of the spiritual platform. So in that sense then, he can be more than one person. And in fact, he adjusts his form according to the desires of his devotees, right? And that's why Prahlad Maharaj is such a wonderful example of a devotee, because the Lord appears to protect his devotee, you know, and who's his mother? Who's Lord Nrisingadev's mother? It's a pillar. Huh? And out of that pillar, he comes as a half man, half lion. It's like, whoa. So that's just thoroughly inconceivable. So he's one God, right? We say monotheistic. We believe in one God, but he's polymorphic, right? He has multiple forms. One, and that, you know, that's just incredible. So we see here Prahlad Maharaj has that deep understanding of an absorption of Krishna's form, and in this case Krishna's protection, and that's evidenced by the fact that the demons attacking him couldn't do anything to him at all. So, and Prabhupada says here, he is Akilatma, the active principle of everything, even material weapons. But at the same time can also withdraw that power, right? He's the potency within the material weapons, but he's withdrawing it, that potency, to protect his devotee. This is inconceivable. We cannot understand him to be in a particular place, for he is all pervasive. Yet we see that he manifests himself from the pillar, which is just a material manifestation of the earth, if you like, right? the grossest of material energy. So this is quite a meditation for us to think about here today, you know, that the Lord is everywhere. That he's the energy within everything, and that he protects his devotee. You know, we see that with Krishna in Vrindavan, and all of the devotees just boldly walked into Agasura, right? And they're singing, you know, Govinda Jaya Jaya, Gopala Jaya Jaya. They're not worried about the fact that, you know, they're just about to walk into the smelly belly of the demon. Just completely dependent upon Krishna, who protected them. Well,
yes, completely yes.
So That protection may manifest in different ways. In this particular case, it's unique that Prahlad Maharaj is completely protected by the mercy of the Lord, and that the demons couldn't affect him, couldn't harm him. So Prahlad Maharaj's character and the character of Lord Nrisimhadeva, wonderful meditations for the devotees. Does anybody have any comments or questions?
Ananda Prabhu, can you tell us about Sarva Marmisu, the last word?
The what?
Last. Sarva Marmisu. Thank you.
Smashra Siroruha means coppery moustaches and hair on the head. Is that the word that you wanted?
Yep.
Yeah, that's what it means. So they, you know, they're redheads. That's what it means. Redheads, demons. Demons have red hair. Redheaded people are known to be fiery, right? Yeah. And what do we call somebody who's got red hair? Huh? Hey? Bluey. Yeah, we call them Bluey. Don't ask me why we call a redhead Bluey, but that's always been the case. I remember when I first went to work at the zoo, there was a guy that I just knew. He was a redhead, and we always used to call him Bluey. Hey, Blue, what's up?
It says here, even though a person who has no assets in pious activities performs some good deed,
yeah,
it will have no result.
Yes.
Can you explain what that means?
Well, Prabhupada's using that as an example to illustrate how the demons in this case attacking Prahlad Maharaj weren't able to do him any harm, right? And the verse states that an impious person, even if he does good karma, won't get the results of his satkriya, right? Sat is the word that's used in that at the end of that verse. So even though they perform pious activities, because on the whole, everything they do is impious, right? This is my understanding of it. So even though they might perform some pious activity, because of the magnitude of all of their impious activities, they won't get any tangible benefit from some small amount of piety. Does that make sense? Yeah. That's my understanding of it. Satkriyaha. And it's afala, isn't it? Doesn't it say? Yeah, it says there. Oh, wait a minute, not looking at the right verse. Here we go. Afala asan apunyasyeva satkriyaha. So you can see there's a contradiction there. Apunyasyeva. That means impious people. That means most of the time they're doing vikarma, And so it says here, sat kriya, they might do some good, but because they're basically apunya, everything they do is inauspicious, that little bit of sat kriya doesn't bear any real fruit. And so therefore it says here, afala. Afala means fruit, and afala means no fruit. Yeah. Anything else? Sibya, what's your question for today? Haven't got one. Oh, no. What is the state of the world? Okay, all right. I have to go. I'm attending a conference. It takes me half an hour to get there, and I've got 5 minutes to go home and get changed. Prahlad Maharaj ki jai, Lord Nrsimhadev ki jai, Gaura Bhakta Brinda ki jai. Hare Krishna. Thank you.